he can't swim, if he couldn't swim, then he did what?
He drowned.
And when a boy gets down on the ground, not in the water, but he gets down, he puts his head on the ground, and then he rolls on over. What do you call that?
Do the flip.
Do the flip?
Yeah. Keel over.
Does keel over, that mean to roll on over?
Put his head down and turn on over.
And come up on his feet.
Yeah.
If a boy saw something up in a tree that he wanted, he did what to go get it?
Climb.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Creep.
Creeps?
Creep.
And if a man wanted to hide behind a low hedge, he'd get behind that hedge and do what?
Duck.
Duck down? And you ever probably have played with a little small child or a baby where you'd hide around the corner and then you'd poke your head out?
And say peep by.
Is that what you say?
Yeah.
And what would the child say back if he could talk?
And he'd say the same thing.
Say the same thing back?
Yeah. They gotta say now, peekaboo.
Is that the new
thing? That's the new thing, peekaboo.
If a little child's going to say his prayers, he went over beside his bed and did what?
Kneel.
Kneel down? And might say, I'm feeling tired, I'll go over to the bed and what?
Kneel. Go over to the bed and kneel. I'll get on the bed.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's really sick, couldn't even get up, you say he just what all day?
Been in bed all day.
And if you're talking about something you saw in your sleep, you say, this is what I
dreamed.
And you might say, well, I dreamed I was falling, and just as I was about to hit the ground, I did what?
I caught, or I wake up.
what do you call it when you step down real hard, like when you're going to kill a bug or something?
You stomp it.
Stomp it? And if a boy meets a girl at a party and she's not with anybody, then what would he say to her?
Can I take you home?
And take you home? And let's see, if somebody's car gets stuck in the mud, then he has to get behind it and do what?
Push.
And if you had a real heavy suitcase that you had to carry a long way, you could say, well, I had to carry that a long way, or any other way you could say that?
Well, I carry this suitcase all the way. I had to bring this suitcase all the way home.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you would say that would emphasize how heavy it was?
Well, it was heavy.
You might tell a child, you might get burned so, because that stove is so hot, so what?
Stay away from it.
And if you're working on something and you need a knife and the knife is back in the kitchen, say, and both of your hands are full so you can't get it, and there's maybe a grandchild here, what would you say to him?
I'll say, would you go in the kitchen and get me a knife, please?
And what do you call the things at the end of a football field?
You know, yeah, football.
The things that stick up in the air?
I don't know too much about football.
Don't know that?